ॐ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुम् वन्दे तपोवनम् तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणम् समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। हरि ओम्। प्लीज टर्न् आन् योर् केमेरा इफ् यू वाण्ट् मी टु काल् अपान् यू फार् चेण्टिङ्ग्। If your camera is off, then I'll assume that you do not wish to
Can
chant.
the Zoom user identify?
And can the Zoom user identify themselves? Who is the Zoom user, please?
It's coming.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, so in this beautiful text, in a very short text, it's a very little booklet that you all have. And it is amazing how Bhagwan Shankaracharya ji gives us the highest knowledge of the Upanishads, the essence of the Upanishads in this little booklet. And I think if we study it properly, assimilate it, understand it, and abide in this and practice it, it will help us certainly on our spiritual journey. So, the more we go into this, the depth of this little booklet, we'll see the glory of our masters. So we have covered four shlokas, and we see that the Shankaracharya ji in the first shloka expresses his gratitude to Bhagwan Vishnu, who is the creator, sustainer, destroyer of this universe, who is the essence and the all-knowing principle. And then in the second one, to his guru, he says, it is because of my guru only that I was able to get this understanding, this knowledge. And we always have to be grateful to Bhagwan and to our guru that we have the opportunity to study this booklet, which Swami Chinmayananda ji has written a very beautiful commentary. And I would suggest that after the class or before the class, read this so it becomes more clear. After the first two shlokas, then the third and fourth talk about the student who is suffering from various problems. You know, we saw the three kinds, adhidaivik, adhyat, adhibhautik, adhyatmik, and wants freedom. And he also wants freedom from this cycle of birth and death. So we see that the student is a mumukshu. And from his question, even though it is very seems very simple, but he asks the teacher, "Oh Bhagwan, I vary with great humility. Please tell me that which will give me freedom, freedom from the cycle of birth and death, and give me that knowledge, and alone, kevalam, that alone I wish to know." See, people go to the teacher and ask all kinds of problems. Can you see my palm? Or when will my daughter get married? Or, my son is not getting a job. When you go to the teacher, your question should be Vedanta. How can I free myself from this cycle of birth and death? And how can I get rid of this ignorance that I suffer from? So, very beautiful question. And now we'll see what the teacher says in shloka number 5, page 19. Auntie, do you have this book? Can unmute. Auntie, do you have this book? You can unmute. No? Yes or no? You can unmute, then I can ask you in the next shloka. Pallavi? Okay, you can unmute. Number five, page nine.
Sorry, I don't have any.
You don't have this book?
No.
Okay, no problem, Auntie. Just listen. Just listen, it's fine. So, number five, Guru Ruvacha
Guru Ruvacha.
Sadvi
Sadvi te vachana vyaktihi.
Devachana Vyakti Prati
प्रतिभाति वदामि चेते
Idam Taditi Vispashtam
इदं तदिति विस्पष्टम्
सावधानमनाः शृणु.
सावधानं मनः शृणु.
Okay, we can mute. So Guru is very pleased with this question. Even though the question appears very simple, he is very happy. So Guru Ruvacha. So what did he say? Sadvi. Sadvi means it is an excellent, excellent vachana vyakti. What you have expressed in your words, it is a very excellent and very clearly, Pratibhati, you have explained to me what you want to know, what is your question, what problems you are suffering from. And therefore, I will tell you. So it is the duty of the guru when a student approaches with the right attitude and asks the right question, the guru's job is to answer. He has to answer. It is very, very important for the guru to satisfy the student completely. And we'll see through this text how the guru very patiently explains to the student. Idam tad iti. So, idam and tat, there are two things. Tat means that which is far away. Idam means something here. So, we can say that star or that tree or that house. And then you can say this computer, this desk, this body. So anything that you can say, this is the thing that is close to you and that is far away. So I will explain to you vispashtam, that which is far and that which is near. But what is your job, student? Savadhan manaha shrunu. Listen with a careful mind and quiet mind. So we see that the teacher is pleased with the thoughts of the student, with his expression. And when he says vispashtam, what it means is that the teacher's duty is to give this knowledge without holding anything back. Nothing I should hold back from this teaching. And so that should be the attitude of the teacher, not that I know it, but I don't want the student to be equal to me, so I will hold back. Then that's a selfish guru. In fact, the guru gets pleased when the student excels him.
It's like father.
A true teacher, like a father, when his son does better than him, He is very pleased. So same way, the guru is very pleased with this question. That's why he answers him. And he says, Shrunu. Shrunu, Bhagwan also uses in the Bhagavad Gita a lot. See, our idea of Shrunu is hearing. He says, no, it's not hearing, it is listen. See, there is a difference between hearing and listen. Hearing is, okay, the sound came and I may or may not pay attention, like a car going on the street. You may hear the sound, but you don't give much importance. But listen, even Bhagwan says in the Gita, means listen with a careful mind, with a quiet mind, with attention. And why should you listen? Because this knowledge is about you. What I'm telling you, so when somebody is talking about us, we get very happy and we listen with full attention. And then we want to know whether he's saying good about me or bad about me. So we pay full attention, while if he's talking about some third person, we may not be interested in that. So this is a subjective knowledge. Guru says, I'm talking about you. And the knowledge should be aparoksha. We have talked about that before. Paroksha means what the teacher knows, what Shankaracharya ji knows, what Gurudev knows. But aparoksha is, I should know this as my knowledge, my understanding. And the guru is bringing to us near something which is far away. So as we said, that is far away. We think God is somewhere far away, Brahman is far away, maybe in Vaikuntha or Kailash, and I can never know him. I can never reach him. Guru says it, the knowledge is right here. So from far, Guru is bringing us to near. And our job, as I said in the beginning, is to listen, understand fully, contemplate upon it. The why is the teacher saying that? And then bring it into our life, into our thinking. So we should not think, oh, Upanishad knowledge or this Tattvamasi is too far away, it's too difficult. No, Shankaracharya ji has made it very easy. All I have to do is apply myself in this knowledge and live this knowledge. And anything, even in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagwan says that what I am saying, listen carefully and apply it. And that's why Arjuna at the end says, Karomi vachanam tava. I will do what you have said, because my smritir labdhva, my memory has come back, and I have, my ignorance has been removed, my doubts have been removed. So that is how the teacher explains, and that is how the student should listen. We see Arjuna also from time to time asks very pertinent questions, even sometimes disagreeing with Bhagwan, which shows that he's paying attention and he has heard these words carefully. So we'll number
I have
six.
the book now.
Oh, auntie, okay, you can do number six.
Okay.
Tattvamasyadivakyotham
Tattvamasyadivakyotham.
yajiva
Yajiva Paramatmanoho.
Tadatmya Vishayam Jnanam
Tadatapya Vishyam Jnanam.
Tadidam Mukti Sadhanam.
Tadidam mukti sadhanam.
Okay, you can please mute. I'll mute you. And so the teacher says, Guru Uvacha, Tattvamasyadi. Tattvam asi, that thou art Adi. Adi means these Mahavakya, Vakya Uttam. So that knowledge which has come from the Mahavakyas. So we have many Mahavakyas. We covered some of them last week. And Tattvam asi is the one that is Jnana. It is giving knowledge. It is instruction from the teacher to the student, and directly explains this knowledge and how we can live with this knowledge. So That is the knowledge, and Vishayam Jnanam Tadidam Mukti Sadhanam. So this knowledge of Tattvamasi will take you towards mukti, towards liberation. We are all looking for liberation, for freedom, from not only from sorrow, but the highest knowledge, so that living with that knowledge, I may go through not only sorrows of the world, but also beyond the cycle of birth and death. Because how often, we have gone through 8.4 million lives, and now we have this book in front of us. So this should be our last life. So Tattvamasadi Vakyotham Yajiva Paramatmanoho Tadatmyam. Tadatmyam is a very important word. Tat means that, Atma means I. So that and I, that knowledge that of that idea that and I, so one that connects that with me, that knowledge, the jiva asks, and so the teacher starts with, what is a jiva? And a jiva is the one that identifies with this body, mind, intellect, and thinks, I am this body, mind, intellect. And the body, mind, intellect is illumined by consciousness. And there arises ego. Now, Raman Maharishi, in another text, very beautifully, Sadarshanam, he explains how the ego arises. And it is said that the ego, this idea that I am this body, I am this limited individual, I am jiva, what the ego does, from the body, it takes the substance. And from the consciousness, it takes sentiency. So the knowledge, ability to know, comes from consciousness, which is Brahman. So in the BMI chart, Om is the consciousness. And who is the ego? The perceiver, feeler, thinker, the PFT. And using that consciousness, the ego understands that I am this body, mind, intellect. So that is the thinking of most 99.999% of the people in the world. If you ask them who you are, they will tell their name. This is my name. I am, I am Anil. I am a male. I, live in Bakersfield. All those things we think of. And so this ego is a fictitious entity. Raman Maharishi says ego actually has no reality. It just comes out in the middle between two different entities. One is the body, which is inert, and one is consciousness, which is illuminated. So ego is something that we have created with our identification with the body. So, and because of that, we have all the problems, physical problems, mental problems, intellectual problems. I have because I have this ego. So does that mean that a person who is realized will not have problems? He will have problems, but he does not identify with them. He will say, okay, my body has problem. I don't have any problem. And, if necessary, he will take medicine. Mentally, if somebody, abuses him, criticize him, he will say, my mind has been criticized. I am not. Same thing intellectually. If there is, something that he does not know, he does not identify with that ignorance. He says, I am that all-knowing principle. Yes, intellect cannot know all the things of the entire world, cannot know all the scriptures of the entire world. So he knows the limitation of the intellect, but does not get disturbed. And Gurudev, in his commentary, says, which we have heard all the time, non-apprehension of the truth realizes to misapprehension of reality. So not knowing that I am Brahman and this whole world is Atma or Brahman, I create this illusory world out of ignorance. All the world is there, but it is out of ignorance, not knowing. But a wise person goes beyond the ignorance to the truth, and then he just watches the world like a play, like a natak, and does not get involved. So the non-apprehension of the truth really leads to misapprehension. And the snake and rope, we all know, the not seeing the rope, I create the snake. But what we do, that if when we see a snake, we say, oh, the snake is going to bite me. So what do? I start making noise, playing drums loudly. You know, the snake will go away, get scared, or we try to threaten it with the stick. We do all that, but the snake remains. Snake doesn't go, no matter how much noise you make. Even only way the snake will go away when you shine the light and see the rope. So similarly, this world will lose its reality when you see Brahman, who is the substratum. And that's what these realized masters, they always live with that awareness. And that Brahman is not far away. Even my body, mind, intellect is an illusory manifestation upon Om or Atma. And when we do that, then this knowledge guides us to what is indicated. You know, we had talked about before also Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. What is the words and what do the words indicate? So that's what this booklet will tell us. So we have to think about it, reread it in Gurudev's commentary, and contemplate upon it. Think about it. How can I be that? Because we have this doubt, God is somewhere very powerful, I am useless. But the oneness between Brahman and my Atma, myself, we have to do. And the moment we do that, the ego ends. And when the ego ends, it merges. How does it end? It merges into that consciousness. Ego ends does not mean I die or I no longer know who I am, but the ego merges with the consciousness, and that is liberation. So, very clear communication between the teacher and the student is required to remove doubts. Talking about clear communication, so there were these two brothers. The younger brother lived in the States, and the older brother had gone for a few months to Italy for some work. And so the younger brother calls the older brother and he says, I have some news. So he says, what? He says, your cat died. So he gets shocked, you know, because the cat was so dear to him and he had taken care of her for more than 10 years. And he gets all depressed. He says, why did you shock me like that? You know, this is not the way to communicate news. You know, my dear cat, you just said he died. So he said, well, what should I have said? He said, you should break it gently. First day, you say, the cat is on the roof and we are trying to bring her down. Okay. Second day, you should have said, the cat, while trying to come down, fell and broke her neck and back, and we are taking her to the vet. Okay. And third day, you should have said, I'm sorry, the cat didn't make it, died. But that is how you give bad news. You don't just say, cat died. He says, oh, okay, I understand. I understand. So after a couple of 2, 3 weeks, the younger brother calls the older brother again. He says, okay, what is the news? He says, you know, the news I have, our grandma is on the roof and we are trying to get her down. He's gently breaking the news. So one should know how to communicate this news properly, and that is how doubts will be removed. Shaku, you have the book? You can do number 7. Shishya Uvacha.
Shishya
को जीव कश्च कफ को जीव कफ परश्चात्मा
ओ जीव का परमात्मा
तादात्म्यं वा कथां तयोः
तातम्यं वा कथं तयोः
कथं तयोः
कथं तयोः
तत्त्वमस्यादिवाक्यं वा
तस्मामस्यादिवाक्यं वा
कथं तत्प्रतिपादयेत्?
कथं तप्तपितापतयः
सो शिष्य, यू कैन म्यूट, शिष्य उवाच. तो शिष्य इज स्टिल नॉट क्लियर अबाउट वॉट यू नो द टीचर हैज टोल्ड, इवन दो द टीचर इन वन लाइन हैज गिवन एवरीथिंग दैट यू नीड टू नो. एक्चुअली दैट इज ऑल यू नीड टू नो इन स्पिरिचुअलिटी. सो इन वन लाइन ही हैज जस्ट कंप्लीटली रिमूव्ड हिज इग्नोरेंस, बट फॉर दैट the student has to think about it. And we can see from his question that the student is an advanced student. He is not a basic student. And so he does not need too much explanation. And we should also be like that, that when we ask a question, we should think about the question and then ask and then listen to the teacher and apply it. So he says, Shishya Uvacha, Shishya said, Kaha Jiva, who is the Jiva? Kaha Parascha Atma, and who is this Paratma, the Supreme Atma, the Supreme Lord Paramatma, who is that? Tadatmyam, how the oneness, Va Katham Tayoho, how can there be oneness between the two? That you tell me, teacher. Okay, first of all, who is Jiva? Then who is Paramatma? Tadatmyam va katham tayoho. How can they be one? And fourth question in one shloka, four questions. Tattvam asyadi vakyam va. And through this vakya, tattvam asi vakya, through this mahavakya that you are asking, telling me, katham tat pratipadaye, how can this vakya tattvam asi explain all these things? You are saying it will explain who is jiva, who is atma, how can they be one, and how can a simple line like tattvam asi? So right now we can see that the student is looking at the dictionary meaning, and people say, I don't need to go to a guru. I'll just, put it in Google Translate. I'll just put Tattvamasi, Google will translate, or dictionary. Olden days, it used to be dictionary meaning. So I will get it. So that's it. Why do I need? And in fact, one time, one Balvihar student, I think Neeru was telling him that he was not coming regularly. He says, you should, she said, you should come to Balvihar. So he said, why should I come to Balvihar? She says, well, they will teach you about Ramayana, Mahabharata, and all that. He said, I'll just Google it. What is Ramayana? What is Mahabharata? Why do I need to come to a teacher? So, but those who are teaching Bal Vihar know how much effort goes into explaining to the children. So, just by Google or just by dictionary, you cannot get the answer which a living teacher can give you. And what it is, tat and tvam. Tat is the third person, that, like I, you, and that. Like I, you, and that person, or I, you, and that, leader, or I, you, and that. So it becomes the third person. I is the first person, you is the second, and that is the third person. So how can the third person who is far away be second person, you, that is here? So how can third person become second person? Please explain that to me. And how will this solve my problems? See, because he had come to the guru saying, I have three kinds of problems, adhyatmik, adhidaivik, adhibhautik. So how will this remove my problems? How will it solve my problems? And how will it show that I and that are one? Again, I and that is not at the BMI level, it's the level of Atma or Om. That is who I really am. And we see that the student actually is quite advanced because he's asking the right questions and he's paying attention. Whatever the teacher says, he listens to it and then his new question arises. So the idea is that when we go to a teacher, we should listen carefully. Because most of us have no clue about all this. You know, we never before we joined Chinmaya Mission and these classes, we didn't have any idea of what is Upanishad, even what is Bhagavad Gita, maybe a little bit. Or a lot of people say, well, I was a child and my mother or father used to ask me to sit in the temple and do some puja or sing some bhajans, or some simple things, you know, they would tell us. So that is all my idea of God, you know, when I was growing up. And that is for most of us. And then I got a job and I got busy. I didn't have time for spirituality. I thought, you know, I don't need to do it right now. Maybe I'll postpone it to old age. And now I have become old, but now the problems of old age are coming. My body hurts, my mind gets stressed, I'm forgetting, you know, things, and my children don't call me, my grandchildren, you know, don't want to spend time with me. And now I'm busy with all those problems, and how will I have time to study now? Yeah, Shankaracharya ji says in Bhaj Govindam, Yavat vittopārjan sakta tavat parivaro rakta paschat jivati jarjar dehe vartam kopi na prichati gehe. So it says, O fool, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Moodmate, O fool, chant the Bhagwan's name, Govind's name, and get the right knowledge, because in old age, what happens? See, yavat Nij parivaro sakta. As long as you could take care of the family, you could earn, and you were a useful member of the family, they respect you, they take care of you. And the family only asks you, as long as you are able to earn, as long as you have money, you're a source of money. But paschat jivati jarjar dehe. But once you become old and your body is, you know, jarjar, it's getting weaker, you know, you can't move much, then what they will do, put you in a corner and say, okay, now don't bother us, we'll bring you three meals, nobody has time, martam kopi na prichati gehe, and you want your children, grandchildren to come and talk to you, they won't have time. He said that's the time when this knowledge will help you, that you can contemplate upon this knowledge. Whether children come, very good, welcome them. If they don't come, let them be happy in their own home. I am happy where I am. So Shankaracharya ji says that the solution to problems of youth and problems of old age all lies in spiritual knowledge. That is the only way. So then, once you have this knowledge, then you develop vairagya. Then the world is not that important. See, for us, the world is all important, everything. My money, my house, my car, my children, my grand, all that is all we consider important. Not that one should ignore that. I'm not saying that is not important. But the most important thing is God. That's why he says, Bhaj Govindam Moodmate, O you fool, chant the name of the Lord. Somebody asked Guruji, Swami Tejomayananda ji, he says, in this Kali Yuga, what is the best way to know God or to reach God? He said, just take a mala and japa Ram, 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 Ram. The students, how can it be that easy? I've heard that enlightenment is so difficult, so hard. Guruji says, just chant the Lord's name with right understanding, with meaning, and with attention. That's why he says, Savdhan Manashrunu. So chant with attention, not mechanically just chant Ram, 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 but Remember, when I'm saying Sri Rama, I'm chanting Bhagwan's name. And that Bhagwan is not only the one in Ayodhya, but Sri Ram is the all-pervading reality who is everywhere and is also in me. So whichever our Ishta Devta is, we should not just limit them to the temple or to the form, but see them as the all-pervading reality. And so we see that his questions are very valid, are very appropriate question, and the guru is happy when, even though he says that, how can that be one the same? How can it remove my ignorance, remove my and create oneness? So he seems to be questioning the teacher, but the teacher is very happy with the questions. Shakul, you can do the next one. Did you do already? You did? Okay, Saroj, please. You can unmute. Number 8, Guru Ruvacha.
गुरुरुवाच
अत्र ब्रूम समाधानम्
अत्र भूमा समाधानम्
कोऽन्यो
को
जीवस्त्वमेव हि
अन्यो जीवस्त्वमेव हि
यस्त्वं पृच्छसि मां कोऽहम्
यस्यं पुच्छसि मा क्रोहम्
ब्रह्मैवासि न संशयः.
ब्रह्मेवासी न
You
संशयमः
can chant together one time. That will help to practice chanting.
यस्
गुरुरुवाच अत्र ब्रूम समाधानम् कोऽन्यो जीवस्त्वमेव हि यस्त्वं पृच्छसि मां कोऽहम् ब्रह्मैवासि न संशयः. So Guru is very pleased, and you can see from his answer that, gurus are waiting for students like this to come. They are just waiting, okay, how can I get such a student? It gives them joy. So he says, Guru Uvacha, he said, Atra. Atra means here, means for this question, right here, right now. Bruma, I will tell you, I am telling you, I will explain to you, and Samadhanam, and I will remove all your doubts. Samadhanam means that knowledge in which, when you're firmly established, then you have no doubts. So I will explain to you so your doubts are removed and you abide fairly in this knowledge clearly. Ko anyaha, who are you? Jiva, tvameva hi. Jivaha. Tvam evahi, you alone are Jiva. So who are you but Jiva? So that is one point. Then he says, Yah Tvam Prichasi. Mam Goham. So your idea is that you are this Jiva, but when you ask me, Mam Goham, who am I? Brahmaiva Asi Na Samshayaha. You are Brahmaiva, Brahma eva alone that you are, there is no doubt. So if you think that you are the Jiva, that is fine. That is most people think. But if you are asking me, who am I? The teacher knows that the student is not asking, who am I, as far as the physical body. Student knows. I am Ramesh. I am a student of this guru. I was born in this village. He knows all that. And the teacher also knows his name and who he is, where did he come from. So that Jiva, that if you are asking at that level, then you are Jiva. But if you are asking me, who am I? When you ask a teacher of Vedanta, who am I? You are not asking what my name or my, I'm a male or female or. You are asking me, who am I really, in essence? And Brahma eva asi. ब्रह्म एव अलोन यू आर, देर इज नो संशय, देर इज नो डाउट, आई हैव नो डाउट, एंड आई विल मेक श्योर दैट यू डोंट हैव एनी डाउट्स, दैट इज कॉल्ड समाधानम. सो वी कैन सी राइट अवे द गुरु हैज गिवन अ क्विक एंड अ डायरेक्ट आंसर, यू नो, एंड द आइडिया इज दैट विद वन लाइन ही विल डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल द स्टूडेंट्स इग्नोरेंस इफ द स्टूडेंट इज रेडी. एंड एज वी सेड द जीवा इज वॉट इट इज, बी एम आई इज इनर्ट, बट वेन बी एम आई इज इल्यूमिंड बाई कॉन्शियसनेस, एंड देर इज ओनली वन कॉन्शियसनेस, नॉट वन ओम इन ईच पर्सन, देर इज वन ओम इन एवरी वन, इन ऑल ह्यूमन्स, एनिमल्स, बर्ड्स, प्लांट्स, फिश, एवरीवेयर वन कॉन्शियसनेस, वन ओम इज अलोन, एंड द बी एम आई इज इल्यूमिंड बाई देम, बट यू आर नॉट द बी एम आई, यू नो, बिकॉज देर इज अ वेरी फेमस लाइन इन संस्कृत, घटस्य दृष्टा घटात भिन्न, सो द नोवर ऑफ द पार्ट इज सेपरेट फ्रॉम द पार्ट. सो यू से आई नो दिस पार्ट, देन यू कैनॉट बी द पार्ट. यू से आई नो द कार, देन आई कैनॉट बी द कार. आई नो द बुक, देन आई एम नॉट द बुक. आई नो द हाउस, आई एम नॉट द हाउस. सो वेन यू से आई नो द बॉडी, देन आई एम नॉट द बॉडी, आई एम द नोवर ऑफ द बॉडी, एंड बॉडी बिलोंग्स टू मी एज द परसीवर, फीलर एंड थिंकर. सो बॉडी बिलोंग्स टू मी, बट बॉडी इज नॉट मी, लाइक द फोन बिलोंग्स टू मी, बट आई एम नॉट द फोन. दो सम ऑफ अस स्पेंड सो मच टाइम, 5, 6, 7 hours a day, दैट देर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन अस एंड द फोन, बट इन रियालिटी वट एवर आई ओन, आई एम नॉट. सो माई बॉडी आई एम नॉट, देन द माइंड आई एम अवेयर ऑफ माई इमोशंस, यू नो, आई एम हैप्पी, अनहैप्पी, somebody criticized me, somebody, you know, told me I love you. So I am aware that my emotions, sometimes joy, sometimes sorrow, you know, so sukh, so that I am not, because I am aware of the emotions. How about the intellect? People say I am, but that also, you know, that my intellect remembers, it does not remember, it is confused, it is clear. So anything that you know or anything that you own, you are not. So that's why I own this body, but I am the owner of this body. I am not the body, my mind, I am aware of. So whatever I know, Gurudev in his commentary gives the example of a Mr. Babu. And this Mr. Babu is the son of his father, his parents, and then he gets married. So now he gets one more title. I am the husband of my wife. And then the wife's father is the father-in-law. So he says, I am the son-in-law of my father-in-law. Her brother, he says, I am the brother-in-law of her brother. So all these new connections he gets after marriage, then he has a child, I am the father. So all the way from son to son-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, father, all those are his titles, but Mr. Babu remains the same. Mr. Babu, you know, even in the Dakshinamurti, Bhagwan Sri Ram Shankaracharya ji says that, you know, all the way from childhood to youth to old age, I, who is aware, I know my childhood, I know my youth, I know I am getting old. So all those things I know, then I cannot be that. I am the knower. And that one self, the one presence, the pure self, the Atma, not only illumines my BMI, but all BMIs of anywhere in the world are illumined by that one Atma, that consciousness. So how do I know it? So this is very important. They say there is a two-step process to know this truth. So he says, two? Yeah. It's only two? He says, yeah, two. So he says, first of all, you should have a pure mind. So we think pure mind means I have no anger, greed, jealousy, hatred. Yeah, that is true. But the real meaning of pure mind is that I have a determination that I will not give up pursuit of this knowledge, no matter what comes. So I will go to the guru. And in the olden days, the ashrams, were very rustic in the forest or near the mountain, near the Himalayas. And they were just made out of, straw and wood a little bit. And so the roof leaked in the rain. And in the summer, it was too hot. Winter, it was cold. It didn't protect you. Then there were mosquitoes. And then the food was very, very simple, not even very good food. But the student says, "I don't care." And then he says, "There are too many students. I don't get time to spend with the guru one-on-one." But if he says, "That's okay, all these things let them be, but I will continue to pursue the truth until I get it." That's why Buddha said that I will get this knowledge. If not, I will drop this body. So I will keep pursuing this knowledge until death. So that firm conviction, that is the pure mind. So that is how one should have this conviction that that should be your number one goal. In fact, the only goal to gain this knowledge, regardless. And then you say in the ashram, there are many students. Some are my friend, some are not my friend, some I don't like. Then that is an impure mind, because instead of paying attention to the teacher and seeing that all students are students, that's it. Not I like, I don't like, friend, enemy. Because if you are thinking about students, then your mind becomes impure. Then you are not thinking about this knowledge. So that's why they say, while thinking about this knowledge, we should only think of this knowledge and pursue that till the end, till we have reached our final goal. So that is a pure mind. Then he says, what is the second step? He says, second step has two parts. He says, Guru, you said two steps, now where did the third one come? So Guru says, it's like, in Sadhan Chatushtaya, they tell us there are four things you need: Vivek, Vairagya, Mumukshutvam. The third one is Shat Sampatti. So third one has six. So you said there are only four, but now you have three, and then in the Shat Sampatti you added six, so they became nine. But that is sometimes the guru's way of explaining. So the second step, which is two parts, one is I should have clear knowledge of who I am that Atma. And second part is I should know I am infinite, that Atma is infinite, I am not limited. So I am that infinite self, that is the second step. So I know clearly and I know that I am infinite. So that is the purpose of gaining this knowledge. We can do one more. Or if anybody has questions, we can pause for a minute. And if there are no significant questions, or if there are, we can answer and then go on to the ninth one. If anybody has any questions, doubts, you can unmute and ask. Okay, then we'll go to the ninth one. Student still has doubt. See, because in one or two sentences, the knowledge is very heavy for him. Slowly, his questions are getting better. So, ninth one, he asks further extension of his earlier question. Sharad, you have this book?
Yes.
Shishya
Shishya
uvacha padartham eva janami
uvacha padartham
nadyapi bhagavan sphutam
eva janami nadyapi
aham brahm eti vakyartham
bhagavan sphutam aham
प्रतिपद्ये कथं वद
प्रतिपद्ये कथं वद
We'll all chant together. Shishya uvacha padartham eva janami nadyapi bhagavan sfutam aham brahm eti vakyartham pratipadye katham vada. So Shishya said he had one more doubt connected with the previous. He says, padartham eva janami. I don't even know the word meaning of I am that or you are that. Even the word meaning is not clear to me. Na adya api bhagavan sphutam. Then how can I know the indicated meaning, the highest meaning? So he says, even the word meaning is not clear. So how will I know the highest meaning and how will it become clear to me? Sphutam means how will I clearly get this knowledge? Because the word you said, aham brahma, I am brahma, iti vakyartham, this vakya, this sentence, the meaning, how will it take me to that highest? Katham vada, please tell me, pratipadye, how will this knowledge take me to the highest? And what is the significance of this word? Please explain to me. So we have seen that he has not grasped even the word meaning fully. And you and I, we also feel, you know, how can I be Brahman, even though teacher has told us? So we have to go deeper into, and Shankaracharya ji in the next few shlokas will emphasize, and using the word soham, that I am, Shankaracharya ji has given a lot of verses. So he will take us deeper into this knowledge. So, like somebody says, you know, tells you, bring the cow with a stick. Now, there's a lot of cows there. They say, go bring the cow with a stick. Now, the student can understand two ways. First of all, he should know what is the meaning of bring, cow, and stick. Three words he needs to know the meaning. And then, bring the cow with the stick, it meant, oh, go take a stick and bring the cow, you know, kind of push the cow, bring her here. Or bring the cow with the stick means the cow that has a stick on her neck. Maybe this cow or bull is, you know, pulling the cart. So the stick is there. So bring that one. So we need to yoke it to the cart. So we have to know the word meaning and then what is the indicated meaning. So eat. Each word is called a pada, a word. And when we are in a study group or when we are in the class, we should make sure each word meaning is very, very clear to us. And then the vakya meaning, what is the sentence? Like tat, tvam, asi. We should know the meaning of tat, tvam, and asi, you are, and the vakyartha, and how this word sentence will take us higher. So there, first of all, there are sounds, and then the sounds make a statement. So like somebody, I'm in the class, and somebody comes and tells us in Chinese, you know, behind the Chinmaya mission, behind Bhagwan Krishna's the wall, there is a pot of gold coins. And he tells us in Chinese, you know, the words we have heard, the sentence even we have heard, but it's not making any, you know, sense because he's talking in Chinese. So we will keep on sitting. But if he tells us in English or Hindi or Gujarati, immediately everyone will leave the class and go running because now there is a gold pot with gold coins. So that is called that you have to hear the words and you have to know the meaning. The Chinese doesn't make any sense to us, but when he speaks in a language we understand, that is what we pursue. And they say that the golden pot, where is the golden pot? It is far away. It is behind the Chinmaya mission in the ground and has been placed by somebody. So it is far away. And by this knowledge, I know how to reach, how to go there. So here also the teacher is very happy that the student is not giving up the question, not saying, oh, I have understood. He wants to know the actual meaning of this sentence. So he wants to know word by word meaning, and then he wants to know the actual meaning of the entire sentence. So we'll end here. We have completed 9 shlokas. Here there is some repetition, and the shlokas are short. So we'll do probably 5 or so every week, and we should be done in a few weeks. So hopefully we'll all be enlightened by then in a few weeks. So we'll end here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. My humble pranams to all of you.